Park City High School senior Faith Staley says gun violence can happen anywhere, and the goal of the protest is to take a stand in support of gun control. Karsten Baleen is partnering with Staley because he believes students should have a voice in the debate regardless of their age.
Yeah, I agree that this issue has been really prevalent in schools, and it's really scary. And since a lot of students don't have the right to vote, I think that a formal protest is their way of voicing how they feel.
Staley says most seniors can vote in the upcoming election, and she feels there's an urgency to do something to change the conversation about gun violence. She says there is a 17-minute die-in planned.
At 10 a.m., students will get up and walk out of their classrooms. We're going to the senior lot, and we're going to be staging a die-in, so students will just lie down on the ground. We will have posters and things that say things like, you know, not one more, it could be me. And then we will read out the largest mass shootings in U.S. history with chronological order and the death toll. And then the last one will be Parkland. We will stand up and go back to class.
Parent comments made on the school district newsroom page shows varying degrees of support for the walkout. Some are worried about the safety of participants.
Well, we have cooperated with the Park City Police Department and administration to try and keep it as safely as possible. They have a police force that will be present. However, if there's a mass shooting at our gun control walkout, that would sort of highlight the need for gun control, as horrible as it would be. You know, we shouldn't have to be worried about something like that.
One parent said they worry about their child being ridiculed if they choose not to participate in the walkout. The same parent also stated they don't think the students are mature enough to know what they're doing as participants in the protest.
Well, mostly the pushback has been from parents on the newsroom page. A lot of them are sort of concerned about things that we've already discussed, like safety and sort of bullying for kids who don't participate. But, I mean, they're not going to stop us either way. I mean, they don't have to participate. And
yeah, and it's our issue, like we're the ones being affected by it, so we don't really care what the parents think. But we've also had a lot of parents say that students don't really know what they're talking about, or that they're like quote-unquote idiotic.
Or we can't see the big picture because we're too young. And, you know, maybe that's true, but we can see that there's a problem and something needs to change.
Mm-hmm.
Staley and Baleen say they have plans to keep the movement active and moving forward.
We just need to not let this die down like all the other shootings have. So we need to keep it moving and then get it to legislation.
Mm-hmm. And that's part of our walkout as well. As students go back in the building afterwards, we will have business cards with phone numbers for our Utah elected officials so they can call if they are under 18 and let them know how they feel. And obviously, those of us who are 18 will be registering to vote and, you know, showing our support for gun control in the polls.
The student walkout is scheduled for 10 a.m. on Wednesday. Go to pcschools.us newsroom page to read comments on the planned protest. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.